Good morning, and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join on the phone, online, or via text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts. We are on a Tuesday, January the 23rd. Glad you're with us. Short night last night at a late basketball game, Illinois and Michigan State. Back with you this morning for just an hour, for me anyway, and then the Rudy Wealth folks will be in with On the Money after 10 o'clock. Busy week still remains here on Penny for Your Thoughts. We'll tell you about some of the guests we'll have, as well as open line time during the course of the rest of this week. But it is Tuesday. Glad you're with us. 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Lots of topics to hit on today. Had a big earthquake near Alaska. Don't know if you saw that or heard about that from CBS News during the course of the morning this morning. They had some tsunami watches up there. Nothing really developed from that, but pretty good-sized earthquake. Mike Pence is in the Middle East. Some local news. Developer Peter Fox adjusting his proposal for a sports facility on St. Mary's Road. We may touch on that during the course of the hour. News from the Champaign City Council. Illini basketball last night. The Illini played much better as far as effort. Just gave up a lot of easy baskets to a very powerful Michigan State team, ranked 6th in the country coming in. And the Illini lose to the Spartans last night over at State Farm Center. We'll talk about that a little bit, but Brett Underwood liked the effort of his team last night, so we'll certainly review that a little bit. And we'll take your open-line phone calls up until 10 o'clock today. We are going to start for a couple of minutes with Casey Dodge. He's with the Illinois baseball team. He's going to tell us about jock jams. What that means and what's involved with that, a chance to help out in our community with some charity and have a lot of fun at the same time. We'll talk about that. We'll do that next, and then an open line up till 10 as we get it underway here on a Tuesday. Stay with us on Penny for Your Thoughts on DWS. Welcome back, Penny for Your Thoughts on a Tuesday, 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Email us, talk at WDWS. 35 degrees, cloudy at 910. So glad you're with us on A Penny for Your Thoughts. Busy week ahead. We'll have Julie Wirth on with us tomorrow at 10 o'clock from the News Gazette. She covers the University of Illinois. Lots of University of Illinois news all the time, as you might expect. Mark Johnson, who's retiring soon from the YMCA. He's been in charge over there for a few years. A lot of people use that outstanding facility out there in West Champaign. And then we'll have an open line in the 9 a.m. slot on Friday. And then introduce a new little segment for you in the second hour to close out the week. Casey Dodge is with us here. He's from the Illinois baseball team. He's to talk about jock jams. We'll tell you what that is here in a moment, but good to have you, Casey. How are you?
I'm glad to be here. Thanks good. For having me.
What year are you on the baseball team?
I'm a junior.
And you play?
First baseman.
First baseman. All right. And you're enjoying your stay at Illinois so far?
Yeah, no, it's been an awesome time. I can't complain whatsoever.
With Coach Hartlip, he's a pretty good guy.
Yes,
right?
He is. Yes, he is indeed.
All right, well, tell us about jock jams. First of all, what is that?
Yeah, so basically jock jams is a charity event where student athletes from each team come and participate in a talent show. And all the proceeds that are raised at this event go to charities, you know, 100%. And basically we have three charities chosen to that our proceeds will go to. The first being Can't Kesem, which is a nationwide community of passionate college student leaders that support children who have lost a parent or a parent that is going through, cancer, or they're going under treatment. So so the next charity we have is St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And basically they're a top cancer research facility, and they have been doing this for over half a century. And one of the coolest things about St. Jude's is that kids families will never receive a bill for travel, housing, treatment, or anything. Which
it's all taken care of.
Yeah, they're all taken care of, and that's super cool. The last charity we have is Uplifting Athletes, and this is basically a nonprofit organization that works with football teams around the country to promote and raise awareness and raise money for rare diseases. So the Illinois chapter basically raises money for acoustic neuroma, which is a rare, slow growing tumor of the nerve that connects to the ear to the brain. And basically this is in honor of former offensive lineman Andrew Carter, who was diagnosed with acoustic neuroma in 2011.
Yeah, in that specific case, I think the football team does something every year.
Yep. If I'm not mistaken, they do a lifting event, and they try to lift as much weight as they can and raise as much money as they can. So
Casey Dodge is with us from the Illinois baseball team. Okay, so the Jock Jams comes up Monday night. That's next Monday, 7:30, and that'll be held where?
At Fullinger Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
So the it's on the quad, the I believe south end of the quad.
South end of the quad on the U of I campus. And this is a talent show, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, basically, you know, it ranges from dancing to you'll even see some singing, maybe, if you're lucky. But, you know, it's a really, really fun time. You know, my freshman year, I got up on that stage. I was a little bit nervous, mm-hmm. but it was a super cool time when you get on stage and you see the faces and you know what you're doing it for. It really it speaks volumes. You know, it's such a cool event, and it's just an opportunity to give back to you know, people in need.
So when you're part of this, does the baseball team have a group, or do you mix sports, or how does it work?
So each team has to participate. Mm-hmm. How they break it up is up to them. So some teams will go their full team, and other teams will have just a few people. So ours will be, you'll see our freshmen up there, and they'll do what they do, and, you know, and
So have you already planned it out?
I don't know exactly what our team will be doing, but, you know, I'm sure they put a lot of good effort into it this far.
Now, this has to be judged, obviously. It's a talent show.
Yes, sir.
Darren Williams is coming back for
that? Yes, sir. We have Darren Williams coming back, actually one of our SAC members. Dylan Meyer actually reached out to him, which is really cool, and he actually accepted. Mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, speaks volume about the Illini community. Mm-hmm. And serving alongside him, we have Hope Whitman, who is the wife of Illini Athletic Director Josh Whitman. We also have Marlon DeChazet, the director of Illinois Athletic Academic Services, and we also have representatives from the charities as well.
Casey Dodge is with us, Illinois baseball, just talking Jock Jams here for a couple of minutes. If you'd like to participate, join in and help. We'll tell you how in a minute here. Monday, January 29th, 7:30, Fullinger Auditorium there on the U of I quad. So I know I saw some student-athletes last night were at the basketball game were selling tickets. So you're going to be doing that Wednesday night?
Yes, sir. If you didn't have a chance to go out to the basketball game and purchase these tickets, you can go to the Wednesday's game, and there will be a small booth somewhere throughout the State Farm Center. If you can't do that, you know, you can go on to fightingillini.com/jockjamstickets, T-I-X.
T-I-X,
so,
yep.
Or you can just come to Fullinger Auditorium and purchase it at the door. So you have a bunch of options there.
All right, tickets for adults are $10, for youth $5. If you want to sit in the first three rows, VIP seating, to watch these student-athletes perform and do their talent show, that's $20. And you can call 333-1015, 217-333-1015, or you can email her, Kathy Kaler, at kaler@illinois.edu for more information. But again, you could walk up that night and get tickets.
Yes, you can.
It's a great cause. So it's got to make you... I mean, you're part of the community as a student at the University of Illinois. You're busy with baseball on the baseball team, but how does that make everybody feel that you can contribute to the local charities?
Yeah, no, we're really excited about this event. You know, it's just it's a small thing, but it's one thing where the whole athletic community comes together at Illinois and really, you know, tries to put something good together. And, you know, it feels great to be doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not you don't get many opportunities to do something like this. And, you know, we've had a lot of help from, you know, around the area. So it's really a community event, and we're just happy to be able to do it.
All right. It sounds fun.
Yes, sir.
Well, good luck. And baseball started practicing here this week, right, coming up?
Yep, we start official team practice on Friday, but we've been practicing throughout the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, Kason, we appreciate all the information, and hopefully people will show up Monday night, 7:30, Fullinger Auditorium for Jock Jams. It's a great cause, so thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Casey Dodge from Illinois Baseball. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Open lines up till 10 o'clock. On the Money comes your way at 10 with the folks from Rudy Wealth. We'll continue with more after this. Welcome back. Penny for Your Thoughts continues on this Tuesday. Going to have a very quick show today with you until 10 o'clock. 356-9397 is how you can reach us on the phone. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling, text line 351-5357. You can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Hey, if you've made some resolutions for this year, I'd like you to add one to the Beef House in Covington, Indiana is where you should go. It is one of my favorite places. Been there many, many times over the years, and I hope you'll stop there just off Interstate 74, Exit 4, as we say, a great steak in Covington, Indiana. Not just steaks, though, chicken, pork, pasta, seafood on the main menu. If you like a lunch buffet, they have the best lunch buffet around. I've done that many times as well. You and your family or group, and I say group, football team has stopped there under Lovey Smith. Basketball team has been there over the years for lunch or dinner. But if you like the lunch buffet, they've got a salad bar. You can make that your lunch. They've got great entrees. You can top it off with some dessert. Menu items available for kids as well, so don't be afraid to take them along for some family time together around a great meal. Lots of resolutions. You're trying to keep those resolutions. What are we up to? January 23rd. I hope at some point you'll keep a resolution to go to the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Say hi to Bob and Bonnie Wright when you get there. All right, let's go to the phones here, and Alan starts us off this morning. Hi, Alan, how are you?
Pretty good. I like the Beef House, too.
Yeah, well, it's I've lost count how many times I've been there.
Well, I've been there three or four times. So, is it checked in the mail now?
Yes. You're welcome. I'll give you a cut of my receipt.
Yeah, okay. I went to the game last night, and first of all, I want to say it was nice to see Jihad Ward come back and come to a basketball game. I'd forgotten he was in the NFL playing for the Oakland Raiders. So
oh, yeah, yeah.
It was nice to see him.
Yep, he's had a nice front row seat.
Yeah. The game last night, it was pretty much what I expected. I thought the Harlem Globetrotters left town. I mean, Michigan State just went dunking on us like it was nothing. I mean, it was just ridiculous how easy they were making it look. I don't know why we couldn't stop them from getting behind us. At least get them in front of us and make them work at it a little bit.
Yeah, that was...
All they had to do is run the baseline and lob to there.
Yeah, the baskets were coming too easy, too close. Part of that's the pressure defense Illinois plays. But, yeah, there was... and they are vulnerable to that. And Michigan State's especially good at that.
Yeah. There's two reasons why we didn't get beat by 30 or 40 points. One was their turnovers, 25 turnovers. That kept us in the game somewhat. And Kippen Nichols having 27 points. Otherwise, it would have been a lot worse. We're at least two to three players away from what they are. I mean, they come at us in waves. The backups would even start on our team, I think, as good as they are. And I like that Jackson kid. I mean, he is special. I'd be surprised if he didn't go pro after this year.
Yeah, they certainly have a couple of lottery picks on the team. And you're right, they do keep bringing guys off the bench that are about 6'8", 6'9", and 250.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
yeah,
and
bigger than us. Huh? And we need at least, one's not going to do it. We need at least two guys like that. And I don't know where we're going to get them. I'm just curious, Brian, why doesn't anybody go the J.C. route anymore? Is it just too complicated, too much of a problem, or what? We used to get good players from junior college years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you have to have the right fit more than anything. I mean, because they're not around long enough. In the first year, they spend getting adjusted, and then the second year, and then they're gone. So,
About fifth year? I mean, you know, we don't get them 1 year.
Yeah,
that doesn't give you much time to get adjusted. Either or right.
No, I understand.
We're not real successful with fifth years, in my opinion, at this point. I mean, we've had so-so help from everybody, but as far as the fifth year coming in, really making a huge difference. I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, well, there's it's almost like if you think about the Dockage kid going to Ohio State. Now, there's one that's worked out. I mean, he's done really, really well, and he's helped that team. And I'd be interested to see what the percentage are of ones that really work out very well overall. I mean, it's usually you're just trying to add some depth or experience. You know, in Allstork's case, it was trying to add some scoring, which hasn't materialized necessarily.
No. And Mark Smith's been a big disappointment. I mean, I'm not going to give up on him yet, but, wow, I thought he'd be a lot better than he is. He had a breakaway, and I don't know what he was thinking. He had a breakaway, and he tried to pass it up ahead, and he threw it right to the Michigan State player. I just thought he was a better ball handler than that.
Well, I think he will be, and I can tell you in practice he's been making everything. So I think he's, as far as shooting.
Is he this year's Aaron Jones?
Well, I hope he just continues to develop that shot, because when he gets it, he's going to be dynamite.
I think he will, but boy, yeah. I don't think it's going to happen this year.
Well, give it some time. We've got 10 games left. So,
okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Bye.
Good to hear from you. Alan with us this morning. Let's go to another A, first name. Sorry. I was going to punch up Anna Wall, but I hit the wrong button. That's my fault. Sorry about that, Anna Wall. 356-9397. That would be known as operator error. 356-9397. And you can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. Get some texts and emails here in as well during the course of this first half hour. Let's hear, though, from Tom Izzo. I talked to him before the ball game last night about Brad Underwood, his first year, the culture he's trying to develop, how difficult that can be, and how much Tom would know about that because he took over what Michigan State 23 years ago. And here's what Coach Izzo told me before the game last night.
The reason he's done a good job is he's got the first base taken care of. They play as hard as any team in the league. And if you play as hard as anybody, then, you know, as he gets his offense where he wants it, his defensive philosophy where he wants it, and starts getting you know, his own players in here that fit the mold of what he wants to do, there's no question he's going to be successful. And they've been successful right now. They just haven't won some of those close games down the stretch. But as far as the culture goes, I see it changing. And I think it's going to fit with this league. You know, when I look back at the Cadys and Knights and Haskins, when I started, there were teams that all played as hard as Illinois has been playing now.
And speaking of playing hard, Brad Underwood, we talked to him after the ball game, and he talked about liking the team he saw last night compared to the one we saw up in Madison.
All that being said, I like this team. The team I coached tonight, I liked a lot. Mm-hmm. And it had some fight, and it had some life, and it had some emotion, and there was some intensity to it. That in comparison to the team that we watched in Madison on Friday night, night and day. And that's how mental the game is, and that's what these guys don't have got to understand. If this team shows up most nights.
Brad Underwood after the ball game last night. Michigan State wins it 87-74. Back to the phones, and Steve joins us. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Brian. I have a question, really. I kept watching whoever was starting Bridges. And almost every play, he would start in that right corner down on the baseline. But whoever guarded him, and I felt sorry for Damani Williams because they stuck him on him all the time. He's just not physically ready for that. But they kept playing him on his left hand and just giving him the baseline. I mean, and he could have walked to the baseline and gone in. But I couldn't understand that. That's the way they played him the whole game, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the scout had on him, you know, to force him to go one way or the other, but sometimes they don't always follow the scouting report.
Yeah, that's right. Other than that, though, I love the way they played. We've got three guys that are not making anything. Three. Damani and Allstork and Smith just never make shots. And I love Damani because he's really a good player in every other aspect of the game. But and then Frazier is either hot or cold. I mean, he's either making everything he's doing there or he's not making much of anything.
Yep, he missed one. Was it 0-for-6, I think, from 3 last night? So,
yeah.
Yep, well.
But told, you know. But anyway, I did like the way they played. I agree with the coach 100% on that.
Yeah. Well, I did too, and I thought it was a much prettier picture to try to paint last night than the game at Wisconsin. That wasn't very much fun. So.
No, it sure wasn't.
For everybody.
Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. All right, Anna Wall is up. Sorry about that, Anna Wall. How are you?
Oh, you don't have to be sorry. I'm enjoying you. Listen, congratulations. You're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you.
The reason I'm calling is because I hope that the Afro-American intelligentsia, as well as the other intelligentsia, will read that article by Julie Worth that's in the News Gazette today. It is about this young black man coming from the slums of Chicago, making something out of himself. And I think that all blacks should be aware of that. Now, some of them don't have the money to buy the News Gazette or literacy to read her article. And I hope that the Afro-American ministers and Afro-American teachers and the other teachers in the schools will read that article, because it does an excellent job in talking about how this young man is motivated to be somebody. That's the way my grandma would put it. And I'm through with that, and I will say continue the good work. I enjoy you very much.
All right. Thank you, Anna Wall. Yeah, that was a great story in the News Gazette about a kind of a math whiz, really, from his tough background. So,
yes.
That's great. Well, thank you, Anna Wall.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. 9:31, we'll have news headlines here with Michael Kaiser after I tell you about Precision Painting. Chad Ebert wants to thank his customers for a great outdoor painting season. And, of course, if you'd like to get indoor painting done, Precision Painting specializes in interior painting. They're experts in repairing drywall, getting rid of ugly wallpaper, removal of dated popcorn ceilings. Those are outdated. Precision Painting are experts in making walls look brand new again. The good news is they move all the furniture. They do that for you and move it back when they're done. And also, if you've ever tried to match up the colors, you want to do some interior painting and you got these little chips, and those are nice. We appreciate those little chips. But Chad Ebert says, hey, we can send you full-size sample sheets of any color in as many colors as you like, so you don't have to pick from a little chip, because you put those little chips up and then the lighting's different. You know, is blue better than green or yellow? I don't know. Whatever it looks like, you can get a full size sample sheet for that. They also paint kitchen cabinets as well. Precision Painting is efficient. When they're there, they're working, not jumping from job to job. And they know that preparation is 75% of the job. Contact Chad Ebert, Precision Painting, one of our sponsors. Their website is whyprecision.com. That's whyprecision.com. They're confident you'll be happy, guaranteed. News headlines with Michael Kaiser next on DWS. More Penny for Your Thoughts up till 10, an open line on the money at 10 o'clock after the news.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Welcome back to Penny for Your Thoughts on a Tuesday, January 23rd. Open line up until the top of the hour. The Rudy Money folks on the money, Rudy Wealth, will be in here to talk all things money and investments. So stay tuned for that after the news at 10. Open line tomorrow at 9 on a Wednesday. 10 a.m., Julie Worth will join me from the News Gazette. She covers the University of Illinois. Mark Johnson on Thursday morning from the YMCA. He's retiring. And then an open line Friday. And we'll start a new little segment in the 10 o'clock hour on Friday. I'll tell you more about it as we get closer to that day. We had a question from someone about Jay Rosenstein, a professor at the University of Illinois. Apparently, according to the News Gazette story this morning, was arrested Monday night for allegedly videotaping a former chief Illiniwek in a bathroom at State Farm Center. A Facebook post from Ivan Alex Dozier shortly after 11 said that Rosenstein allegedly followed him into a restroom during the Illinois-Michigan State game, was using a phone to videotape him while Dozier was in there. Dozier is a member of the Honor the Chief Society, made several appearances on campus in recent months. to promote awareness of the history of Chief Illiniwek. The Champaign County Sheriff's records show Rosenstein of Champaign was booked into the jail about 9:46 p.m. on a preliminary charge of unauthorized videotaping, which is usually a Class A misdemeanor. So someone had a question about that particular story, had heard about it. So hopefully that'll update you on that a little bit. 356-9397, you can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us at talk@wdws.com. We have Doug with us this morning as we hit 9:39 this morning. And hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Brian. You know, just another thing on the campus, you're just reading that news thing. I mean, we had another shooting over the weekend where an individual that was out on parole, should have been in jail, ended up, you know, shooting two girls, two students on a campus party at 2 a.m. in the morning. And that's deja vu back to the other incident back over, you know, towards Green and First Street last year. And now you just had this incident. We had, what, incident was a couple of weeks ago where the individual right in the middle of the afternoon, like 4:30, was, you know, beaten up and robbed right by the Illini Union. I mean, the campus, I don't know what's happened to this campus. It's obviously not safe at all at any time, day or night anymore.
Well, it's a big campus, but you're right. I mean, that's anything like that is concerning, and some of those areas are pretty visible areas.
They're extremely visible, and I mean, I know from firsthand experience, I mean, we've got an extraordinary police force, the U of I Police Department. I mean, Jeff Christensen retired. He was incredible. Paul Dollins, O.J. Clark, all those guys. But they got their hands tied when, you know, the individuals coming to campus and you can't keep them off are going to create problems. And then you've got so many problems with drug and alcohol abuse on campus. It's staggering.
Yeah.
And I know, I wish I had an answer to the problem, but, you know, I think it's scaring people away because why would you come to a campus where the police chief says you got to walk in twos any place you go?
Yeah. You think this is unique to us, though? Or is college campuses like that everywhere?
The problem, from my experience, yeah. I mean, considering the type of campus it is in the U of I and the upper, you know, the upper class, and it's the smartest of the smartest in the state or any across the nation, yeah. But, you know, smarts doesn't mean there's not going to be criminal activity. Yeah. And then, you know, we've had the shootings right there on campus, you know, or the drug deals right there in the campus garage, you know, faculty garage over by the, you know, administration center.
Yeah, the really sad one was the one, the shooting. You know, we had several people shot at a incident. There was it on Green Street with somebody panicked and thought their friend was being attacked. And, you know, you had multiple people wound up in trouble on that one.
Yeah, that hasn't even all been completed yet. Most of them are going to jail. But now we got the same thing. And when you read today's paper, here's another whole group, and, I mean, the only way you can do it, they're just black thugs. They don't represent their small proportion of the population, but the whole community and the whole area across the whole area is affected from Rantoul to Champaign to Urbana. I mean, when you get shootouts at Marketplace Mall in the middle of the day or over there at Burger King, you got a problem.
No, you're right, and I know that you know, the police have been from Champaign and Urbana and the U of I, and as you say, they all do a great job. It's I know they're concerned. They've had community meetings, you know, trying to cut down on the gun violence wherever it is, and there's a lot of effort being done, not just on campus.
It's not gun violence. It's gangs and drug gangs. I mean, you know, we got to come back to what it is, all these social experimentations and trying to focus on it. It's not a gun at all. It's these individuals are criminals and they're thugs, and they're just having their way without any results in the courts or being kept in jail. I mean, this guy that shot up the party the other day and shot two, what, U of I female students, he was out on parole.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's too bad. It is concerning. That's for sure.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Good to hear from you. All right. We have a couple of texts here. John says, can you give us an update on Jay Rosenstein? Okay, we covered that. Text says, hey, Brian, how did you like Lovie Smith's beard? Looks good. The picture in the paper, he's got that white, gray beard there, whitish gray beard. It took me a second when I saw the picture. My wife showed that to me, and I was like, oh, yeah, that is Lovie Smith. It didn't look like him. He was there, I guess, with some recruits last night. So, but, yeah, he's got the beard going. And also, I think the game was excellent last night for what we could do. Trent Frazier is the truth. That's a text in this morning. Of course, your leading scorer last night was Kipper Nichols. He played 5 minutes at Wisconsin. He wound up playing 22 last night and had 27 points, 5 of 8 from 3. And the coaching staff, I know we've talked to Brad Underwood about this, coaches have always told me over the years, if I never get after you, you should probably be worried, because that may be a sign that, A, I don't think you're good enough, or that you're not going to improve, and so I really don't care. But he said, if I get after you, I care about you. I want you to be better. And I can tell you that Brett Underwood, he's always coaching, always teaching. He gets after Kipper a lot because he understands Kipper's ability is there. Kipper's got all kinds of athletic ability that if he works really hard at it, he can be a top-notch player, and he showed that potential last night with 27 points. All right, let me tell you about a great place, a new sponsor we've joined up with here in the last couple of weeks as I've started Penny for Your Thoughts, the Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. And I just got a pillow from there. My wife and I just got our pillows from this store. And I can tell you what, you can get mattresses and pillows and all that from a lot of different places. But if you want to take a step up in luxury and get the sleep you need, and I can tell you with this new pillow, I've slept better than I have recently. I didn't sleep very long last night because the game was late. But I've got a gel convolution pillow. I'm looking at it here on the cover of what I got. Queen, high loft, and plush. And they've got a whole wall of these pillows. You wouldn't believe the pillows they've got. I mean, it's a whole wall of them. And they've got scented pillows. They've got all kinds of pillows to look at. You think about, I was looking at all the different kinds here. What is it they call? Industry-changing pillow that redefines staying cool. Carbon cool, scented pillows. Snooze products are all about luxurious simplicity. Mattresses, bed frames, pillows, bedding, and more. Naturepedic organic mattresses. Snooze is one-of-a-kind lifestyle-adjustable bed frames to the carbon cool, industry-changing pillow that redefines staying cool. I can tell you on the... You talk about the, what is it they call your cooler than the flip side of the pillow. It's just nice and cool. It keeps you cool, keeps you very comfortable. Got the memory foam in my pillow. You can get a pillow as firm or as soft as you want. They've got all sorts of pillows to look at. So check those out at Snooze. And they've got the machine called the Reveal. If you sleep on your side, sleep on your back, sleep on your stomach, they can figure out what mattress might be best for you. So walk in there and check it out with Christy Powell, Michael Klaus, Johnny Nameoff, and Big Mike Nameoff. But Christy is kind of the, Mike's told me, Big Mike, that Christy is the real expert on all of this. I mean, she knows everything about bedding and mattresses that you would want to know. So check that out. Walk in there and you'll be amazed. Again, take a step up in what you're looking for with quality and luxury at Snooze, 2007 A, South Neal Street, right next to Scotty's Brew House. It's in the Harvest Market area, all of that new Carriage Center area that's come up in the last couple of years. So check it out. Snooze, S-N-O-O-Z, Luxury Mattress Shop, a new sponsor here on Penny for Your Thoughts. We'll come back with more, 9:47. Short show today for me on the money after the news at 10. We'll take a break back after this. Yeah, women's basketball tonight from Happy Valley with Dave Lone. Men's basketball tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Hope you enjoyed the ball game last night. Even though the Illini did lose, they did battle the Michigan State Spartans, falling 87-74. Indiana beat Maryland last night. Ohio State beat Nebraska. They had to fight off the Huskers. And that Indiana-Maryland game was pretty close as well. 356-9397. Text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. We're at 9:50, and we stand at 36 degrees here at DWS. Julie Worth with me tomorrow in the second hour, the 10 a.m. hour. She covers the University of Illinois. Speaking of that, a text from John says, everything Doug said is correct. He says, and then we have a meeting coming up to discuss whether or not African Americans are being disproportionately stopped by our police. Go figure, he says. That's from John. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. We've had several phone calls today, as well as text and emails. Glad you're with us here this morning on A Penny for Your Thoughts. Appreciate Casey Dodge from the baseball team being with us for Jock Jams coming up Monday night at Folinger Hall at 7:30 as they raise money, the student-athletes over at the U of I. Doug is here this morning. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Real good. I have just a little... I don't know how to say it. Peeve with the city of Urbana and the way that they're doing their you know, their committee or whatever they have to make sure that profiling isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Problem I have with that is they need to, I don't know how to say it. A buddy of mine, I'll just cut to the chase. A buddy of mine the other day, he's 58 years old, never had a ticket in his life, and got pulled over by an Urbana cop and was given a full ticket instead of a courtesy warning for a dang license plate light being out. Now, are they having to resort to write these kind of tickets because they're too afraid to, you know, do what needs to be done?
Hmm.
Are their hands tied?
I have no idea. I don't know.
You know,
do they usually give a courtesy ticket for a light being out?
Well, heck yeah. It's just a license plate light. It's nothing. Yeah. It's like, but now they're, you know, they're, I don't know. I don't want to sound like I'm racist or something, which I am not. But, you know, it's just a little ridiculous.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't know if anybody else has run across that, but
yeah, that'd be awesome if somebody else could add a little to that. Wonderful. So, well, thank you for your time, sir, and have a good day.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for the call. 356-9397. We're at 36 degrees here at 953. Let's go back to the phones here. Brian, how are you, Brian?
Oh, not bad for an old guy. How are you doing?
Yeah,
Brian?
I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Just a couple things real quick. This council meeting is supposed to happen with about Urbana police or whatever. I would like to one time hear somebody say, maybe we should check the reason why these people, that minorities are being pulled over, isn't because they're minorities, but maybe because they're doing something that has the officer pull them over.
Yeah, that's what's being, no matter who it is, they're just trying to enforce the law, right, regardless of...
Yeah. It's these cops aren't waking up every morning thinking, well, I'm going to see how many blacks or Hispanics I can arrest today or give tickets out to or mess with. They're not thinking that. You know, most of them just want to get through the day, hope they don't get hurt, and hope nothing bad happens. I mean... And I'm not a big fan of the Urbana police, too, but they're not pulling people over just because of skin color.
Yeah. Well, I think, I think most, you know, it's like any other profession. I think most of the people, and a huge percentage of the people that do what they do it because they enjoy doing it, they want to do it, they provide a service. Obviously, they're protecting the community. You know, I suppose, you know, I've always said racism is a human condition. You know, I mean, if you bring that to the table, then that's a problem. But, you know, you would hope that's not the case.
Well, yeah, and, you know, these people aren't, the police officers aren't out there trying to oppress minorities. And for us to even have to discuss this is really irritating because at this point, what about the black community or the Hispanic community or whatever? What about the black community, any community? How about being responsible for your own selves? What about self-responsibility, being responsible for our own actions?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and like the previous caller talking about how bad the U of I campus is, I agree with him 100%.
Yeah.
A lot of these black thugs that are out there doing it, they come from broken homes. They come from homes with no dad. The family breakdown ever since the Great Society program, President Johnson and Democrats passed, destroyed the black American family and went from 22% of the kids being born out of wedlock to now over 70% of them being born out of wedlock. And, you know, when a child doesn't have a loving mother and father at home to correct them and to keep them straight, they're gonna, no matter what color the kid is, you know, white, black, red, yellow, it doesn't matter, they're raised in a home like that, they're going to turn out wild.
Yeah. Well, there is a generational effect. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Brian, thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Brian.
Good
Bye-bye.
To visit with you. 9:56, final break. We'll come back and wrap it up for this hour for me on the money after 10. Open line at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. tomorrow, and then at 10 a.m., Julie Worth from the News Gazette. Mark Johnson later in the week. All of that coming up on Penny after this. Yeah, the crowd was great last night. Great to have the students back. Illinois and Michigan State, Illinois and Indiana, 8 o'clock Wednesday night of women's basketball tonight. Hey, January's radon action month. Woods Basement Systems radon experts can help determine if a building's radon levels are above the EPA's recommended levels. And if so, they can install an aesthetically pleasing and affordable radon mitigation system. So contact Woods Basement Systems, 888-935-4333, or go to woodsbasementsystems.com if you're having basement or crawl space issues, wall cracks. Those are serious issues in your foundation or anywhere else. So since 1986, the Woods family has helped over 55,000 homeowners. Again, their number, 888-935-4333. WoodsBasementSystems.com. Boy, did that hour go fast. Thanks to you so much for all the phone calls, emails, and texts. Lots of good conversation today. We always like that on an open line. Appreciate Casey Dodge being with us from the Illinois baseball team for Jock Jams. Check that out. That's a worthy cause. And again, Darren Williams, the celebrity judge on Monday night at 7:30, along with Hope Easton, the wife of the athletic director. We've got the Rudy boys coming in next. The Rudy Wealth Management Team, as they'll be in for On the Money. That'll be after the news at 10, CBS News at 10 o'clock, local news, and then On the Money. Talk to you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on Penny for Your Thoughts, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana. Have a great day.